Melissa Locker, our culture reporter for Time, The Guardian, and The Takeaway, tells us that La La Land arrives at the Oscars already a legend, nominated for a record 11 Academy Awards, including Best Original Score. This may be a bummer of a year and a waste of dry cleaning and tuxedo rentals in a sea of strong contenders. Melissa argues that the work of a man who's part of a composing dynasty is not to be overlooked. A lesser-known member of the dynastic Newman family has yet to receive an Oscar after 14 nominations. But this could still be a tough year for the well-pedigreed genius, says Melissa.
Thomas Newman is nominated this year for Passengers. And whatever you thought about the movie, the score is fairly interesting.
He did American Beauty, which is almost all percussion.
Mm-hmm. He did Wall-E.
Which makes him a genius.
He did Shawshank Redemption.
He's got to win, but he won't. He won't.
He probably won't win, but I mean, his family also has a long history of not winning. Randy Newman, nominated 20 times and only won twice.
Still, I mean, Randy Newman is a songwriting legend. He's got two Oscars and 20 nominations. I mean, that must be so intimidating for... And then, of course, there's the dad, right? Alfred?
Alfred won 9 times, nominated 45 times.
He's
for films like The 7-Year Itch and All About Eve and How the West Was Won. I mean, these are all absolutely incredible movies, and he really just kind of kicked off the whole thing. Then Alfred's brother, Lionel, scored over 30 films. And then Alfred's other son, David, scored almost 100 films, including Galaxy Quest and Ice Age. It's very much a family affair. And his daughter, Maria, you can't overlook her. She was a musician and a composer as well. She's just not nominated, has not yet been nominated yet, or perhaps hasn't had the same opportunities, which is, you know, something that you see occasionally. Like this year, Micah Levi, who performs as Mikachu, she's the first woman in 20 years to get a nomination for her work on the film Jackie.
What's left to talk about here? I mean, Moonlight has an amazing theme and is going to win a lot of awards, but is music going to be one of them?
Everybody knows this year the score is most likely going to Justin Hurwitz for La La Land. And while you may not necessarily like the movie, it's hard to argue. Not only did he work on the score for, I think, 7 years, he wrote almost 2,000 piano demos to perfect the score. I think you do hear it, and people seem to really, really love La La Land, and you wouldn't have it without the music.
And Moonlight's going to win a lot of stuff, so It's not like the Academy is going to feel guilty about not voting for Moonlight on music.
Right. The one thing that I really love about the Moonlight score, though, is that it's fully classical, which I think is just so beautiful, especially because it would have been so easy for them, with the kind of the urban setting, for them to do some sort of like hip-hop theme or something riff on like, I don't know, R&B. But instead it went full classical, and it's beautiful. And the dissonance between the two makes it even more resonant.
Moonlight is so counterintuitive. I mean, there are so many sort of competing, unexpected elements to that movie, including the music, that I think you're absolutely right. They did an amazing job there.
And then the other one we really can't overlook is Lion, the one about Dev Patel playing the orphan who makes his way to Australia and goes back to try and find his family. They found two neoclassical composers, Dustin O'Halloran and this guy named Hauschka, who works out of Germany. And either one of them probably could have scored the entire films themselves, but the director actually asked them to come together and work together, and they created this really complex score, which is sort of Indian-influenced and sort of Western-influenced, and I think they did a beautiful job.
Melissa Locker, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Melissa Locker, of course, is the culture reporter for Time, The Guardian, and The Takeaway.
The Takeaway is supported by Staples, offering copy and print solutions for business materials printed in-store or ordered online, including business cards, presentations, large banners, and posters. More at Staples and Staples.com. Staples, make more happen.